Welcome back, great Americans, to the Mel Kay Show. I'm very excited. My guest today is going to be the next senator from Illinois. He is a warrior for truth and justice. He broke down a lot of the election fraud in the beginning. He's been fighting for our country, and now he's fighting for Illinois. And I am honored to have on Bobby Payton. Thanks for joining me, Bobby.
Thank you so much, Mel, for having me. As always, I appreciate it. And it's always, well, what,
this
always
is a big occasion. Time. This is a big occasion because we are having a Bobby Payton event that I'm going to be at in Chicago this weekend. It's not your typical fundraiser or rally. You have put together something really special, and I wanted my audience and everyone out there to know what's going on this weekend in Chicago or in Illinois is going to be a game changer for all we the people. So can you tell my audience about this amazing event you have coming up this weekend?
Sure. So the event is this Friday, the 20th, May 20th. And General Flynn was coming in to do a fundraiser for me. And then I just decided to kind of reach out to people across the country that have been involved with helping expose and solve these crimes against us, like Yovan Pulitzer, Liz Harris, yeah, Edward Solomon. And then next thing you know, everybody wanted to jump on board and attend. And so it's going to be really exciting because they're coming. Ann Vandersteel, Doug Billings is going to be there. And we're all going to go through what happened in 2020 and the first part of this event. And then in the middle, I'm going to go through what I've exposed with the metadata of Illinois and how those approaches and frameworks can be used in any state in the country. People should not be paying advice for this. The insights are very straightforward and anybody can replicate it. And I think that's a key thing I want to get across, folks. These ideas that I'm going to be presenting on Friday, we are going to do a live stream. If you can't attend the meeting, but we'd love to have you come, bobbypayton.com. But we're going to provide a blueprint for how to knock out these rhinos that are holding us back from exposing the uniparty corruption that exists between them and the communist Democrats. And you're going to see it all in the data because I'm going to show the American people how in the state of Illinois, our two existing U.S. senators, Duckworth, who I'm running against if I make it through the primary, and Durbin are illegitimate. And I'm going to prove it with the data. You'll be able to see it firsthand. And then I'm going to go through and explain how they're rigging our elections in the voter registration files. So right. I'm going to walk through all that. And then during dinner. So I'm going to make sure we're going to talk through all this while everybody's eating. Hopefully they don't lose their meal. And then as we go through that, I will go through someone who's running for governor in the state of Illinois that I've given him the nickname, the Bumblebee. And that name will make more sense maybe when people are eating dessert. So I'm going to explain why the Bumblebee Bailey has that nickname on this Friday as well. And so if you can't attend, you'll get the video because I'm going to post it up too. So
yeah, we're going to post it too. And we're going to be there as well, because I know you, and I know that we have a giant problem on many levels. You've done so much work on the election. The great thing about what you're sharing on Friday and what I hope everyone watches, and if you are in the area, please come anywhere near it. It's going to be way worth your time. It's going to be a whole lot of patriotic Americans that really believe in God and country and want this country back on track. But what Bobby's found out is how we the people can get involved from your home computer. All of us basically have been through a lifetime of Excel. All you need is the program Excel and what Bobby has on his website, and you can do the same analysis in your own state. Because right now, it's not about state by state. It's about America first versus America last. And we have way too many America last. Now, Bobby, you're talking about something. First of all, the two people you mentioned, Durbin and Duckworth, they are anti-America, full globalist, everything that they say. And all I've thought about both of them and many other people, Pelosi and others, is how are they still there? How are people still voting for them? And I think you kind of broke the boat.
I'm going to show everybody how people are not voting for them. that there's almost 2 million fraudulent registrations in the Illinois voter files. And I could show mathematically how they're in there. And we're gonna break it down. What I would tell you, everybody, please learn about the concept of correlation, okay? Correlation is such an important concept to really understand how the fraud has been perpetrated against us. And the simplest example I can think of with regards to correlation is ice cream. So everybody loves ice cream, right? Unless, I guess if you want sorbet, if you're lactose intolerant, maybe that's the exception. But even with that, Mel, even with that, the people that are lactose intolerant would cause the correlation of who would eat ice cream on a warm day at the park or at the zoo to go down. So if you have a certain number of people and the weather is nice, the number of people that eat ice cream should go up.
Right.
And then if the weather's lousy, it's going to be more random. People may not want to eat an ice cream cone when it's cold or raining.
Right.
But there'll always be somebody that's willing to eat ice cream. Right. And so if the number bounces around, the correlation might be 0.8, 0.6, 0.5. But the way people behave, the way human beings behave, we have all these little side conversations going on in our head. Do I really need the ice cream? Like, I don't really need ice cream right now, folks. I got the campaign 15 on right now. Anyways, but all joking aside, those numbers are tied to our randomness in what we want to do. Well, the same holds true in the data on how people sometimes vote or when they go to vote on a given day. I was just talking to some folks from Pennsylvania today about the race there, the three people running for U.S. Senate there. And I got to tell you, Mel, all of them don't know who they're going to vote for just yet.
Right.
That's the epitome of randomness. The fact that on election day, after all of that information, people still don't know how they're going to vote, that this randomness factor comes in. Now, if all of a sudden the correlation goes to one and things move in lockstep, you know something's wrong.
Right.
Because that's just not the way the world works. And so what I'm saying is this concept, please, everybody learn about it as much as you can. It's one of the most important concepts that we as free Americans, right? At least our freedoms have been curtailed right now, need to understand so that when we look at the data, when we look at races, that we have some better understanding of how they're running the cheats against us.
Yeah,
and you can't do that if you don't know how to look at relationships between different variables, I guess, is the,
right.
the key.
Well, but, they really dumbed us down to not use critical thinking, even when it comes to the election. Like I just said, I look at these people and I think, how are they still in office? And I know that it can't be because we, the people, voted them there. It's impossible at this point that some of these people are win again and again as they make their state or their county or their city worse and worse.
Well, Mel, you know, who's the gentleman that's been part of creating all these problems for the whole planet? And his last name starts with a G.
Dr. Gates and Mr. Soros.
Well, Bill Gates. I don't know if he's a doctor, but
no, I call him Dr. Gates. He thinks he's a doctor.
Okay. So Gates, here's the irony. You want to talk about irony, folks? Gates and Excel. And the way the way the random function in Excel operates is how they've been stealing elections in the United States and probably worldwide. So Microsoft Excel, which is considered a killer app, little did we know that this killer app would possibly help facilitate the theft of our voice as free Americans. And so it's really important that people understand the randomizer function in Excel, and they're going to see firsthand how this stuff works on Friday.
Yeah, I never thought about him having a hand in it, but he seems to have a hand in everything that is destroying the planet, not just our country. That's super interesting. And another thing that I wanted to say to you, because this is what I'm watching. My sister is in Pennsylvania. She's a lawyer. She's done this. She's so confused. She called me this morning and was like, who should I vote for? I don't even know what to do. And a lot of times people skip the primary, but this year people are awake at least enough to know that they have to go pick at the primary. But what I'm watching, because I have about you and about five other people running for different bigger offices, Senate, Congress people, governor, around the country, and they are having a very hard time with the GOP and with the RINOs. These people that are supposed to be on our side don't want anyone else in the club. It is really becoming very obvious, not only that it's a uniparty, but that letting anyone from the outside in to kind of give a fresh perspective, to shake things up, whatever, which is what we need, is being fought against by our side itself. Is that happening where you are, that the GOP and the RINO?
Absolutely. So like in my state of Illinois, okay, there's somebody who's running for office who actually fought, you know, so listen to how crazy my field is. I'll give you a synopsis.
It's everywhere.
There's
this
woman, there's a woman running. It's her second time running. I don't even want to say these people's names.
No.
But this woman's running. She foreclosed on her house twice within 2 years before 2019 and the greatest economy in the country. Now, folks, I understand people have hardship economically. That's not my criticism about this. She would not receive security clearance because she's compromised. She could be compromised economically. That's my problem. She shouldn't be even be running. But because the GOP of Illinois is so inept, it doesn't properly vet people and say, look, you might want to run for something else right now. You need to rebuild your balance sheet first.
Right.
You're not electable. But meanwhile, the RNC, nationally, I think, is possibly supporting her because she could be controlled.
Right. I was going to say it's because she's compromised.
So this is happening to her. So now all of a sudden this RINO, this other RINO that came out of the woodwork 26 years has done nothing. But she did figure out how to pull out $20,000 in property tax savings per year versus her neighbor by listing a 3-acre parcel of land that's on the water in Illinois with a 6,000 square foot house on it, listing it at a valuation of $700,000, Mel. How do you pull that one off? So this house is worth $700,000. She's paying taxes as though it's worth $700,000 when her neighbor's house is listed at over $2 million. It's nonsense. But meanwhile, she received millions of dollars in this COVID money, even though she and her husband, are lawyers. So I don't know. I thought retailers and restaurants closed down. I didn't know the law offices did because they could just do a damn Zoom call. Why did she get $2 million or more for her law firm when people just can talk through Zoom or on the phone? Because that's what they're doing. They're lawyers.
Right.
So it's just very bizarre. But she is an establishment person that was picked to undermine my campaign. And then on top of this, you want to talk about corruption all across the state. There is an organization, Illinois Family Action, which holds themselves out to be like this nonpartisan thing, 501c, right? They delayed our debate over and over, saying it was weather so that she could be in it prior to her announcing. So
who
they got inside
that?
Information.
Do you know who funds that?
I'm not sure who funds it, but
if you find out who funds it, you're going to find out exactly that it's the same people. It's the same people that are controlling our country. They have no business doing this. And what you said is most important for everyone to understand. We should get back out as many incumbents as possible, because the whole way this game is played is because they are compromised. There's different ways to compromise: blackmail, you know, bribery, but also anything that you've done in your life, like this woman that foreclosed twice, or a law firm getting millions of dollars in PPP loans when many small businesses did not get money. It was really big businesses. And we have to also look at that. Also look at how these people spent their PPP money while restaurants and small businesses were left out in the cold, even though they were pretending to help them. But the truth is, then that woman's compromised too, because she's owned.
Yep. Well, and I would tell you that then all of a sudden there's a group that's run by Carol Davis in Illinois. I spoke with her a couple times when I was doing this voter stuff. She's supposedly been working on voter fraud in Illinois for 10 years, and I think she needs to retire. She goes out and she goes and raises signatures for this RINO. Okay. And here's the thing, Mel. She turns around and tells everybody, we just need poll watchers. When the data is in, it's kind of like, hey, we need to train hundreds of poll watchers. This is the way this works. And it's like, hey, Mel, why don't keep painting the house while it's on fire on the inside? it's like, what are you talking about? When the guts of the structure is corrupted, you got to fix the guts first. And all of her energy is for supporting a candidate and candidates that, even though it's supposed to be nonpartisan, that are part of this corrupt agenda of these RINOs and these corrupt people that hold themselves out to be Republicans. And it's disgusting. And I'm tired of it. And people said, oh, you're going to lose support by calling everybody out. Why are you fighting? I said, you know what? We need to bankrupt these organizations and bring in new Americans, folks. Illinois has 12 million people. This is a couple dozen. This is a couple dozen people that have not gotten the job done. Right. Get rid of them all. Start over on the PC level or chairs. You know, put term limits into your PCs and chairs. If somebody's been a PC for over a decade, it's time to retire. Go get somebody else in there. Try not to vote for lawyers. No offense to the lawyers, but we got too many damn lawyers. We need more shopkeepers, teachers, accountants, whatever, truck drivers. Get everyday Americans in the PC spots, in the chair of these organizations, because it turns into a gigantic mess. So I told you two candidates. Then there is somebody else. It looks, I don't want to say it, but it's the truth. I found out from other people. It looks like they have a drug problem. Then there's somebody else who popped into the race. Are you ready for this, Mel? This person jumped in a couple months ago, and it's almost like a cloned version of Bobby Pike. It's kind of weird. He's got I think he's got like two or three kids, spouting out my entire platform, like as though he came up with it. So he's literally just like trying to create this side persona. And I think the Republican Party or some corrupt donors have put this in as a spoiler. Right. So this guy literally says my message. He talks like me. He copies my stuff. And he just shows up a couple months ago and has no money. Right. But he sold his business. Right now across this country, there's a bunch of organizations that were probably funded by some really deep pockets, not just on the Democrat side, but on the Republican side. And they do things to give us false senses of security. Like, hey, this is a voter integrity group that's been around for 10 years. I got news for you, folks. If you're like Carol Davis and her so-called conservative union, and you've been around 10 years with no results, you got to shut down. Just shut it down. Give the money back. File organizational bankruptcy, even though there's probably no money there. Just shut it down. You don't know what you're doing. Because the fraud is so widespread that I'm tired of it, of these people being around anymore. They shouldn't be allowed to be around because they literally screwed us in terms of people getting a false sense of, oh, they're working on it. Well, you know what? We need to have a higher standard going forward. Get people that know how to get this stuff done and support them. Get rid of the dreck that likes to just go out to dinner and the nice parties and feel important, doesn't know how to get shit done. Sorry about the person.
No, that's okay.
We need to get rid of these groups, these other 401Cs or 501C, I think they're called, and 501, 503, whatever other numbers that are out there in the income tax code, who try to say that they're nonprofit and they're unbiased. Nonsense. Should demand that we see the damn records and actually ask the government to look at it and be like, look, you guys are supporting candidates that, are friendly with you or donate money on the side, or you all go to, you go to the same schools together, whatever it is. It's nonsense. These people have bias in them intrinsically. And what they do is they wrap the Jesus card around it. Right. They just say, oh, well, we're religious and everything else. And it's nonsense. Please, folks, do your own research. Yep. Get the data. Get the stuff on the candidates. Don't look at these endorsements as a cop out. Focus on what you think is best for you and your family. By the data about each of these candidates, because these groups, they set up fake straw polls. They turn around and they donate some money to different chapters in the Illinois GOP to get them to endorse them.
It's disgusting. All this money too. What we really have to do, what you're saying is so important, because listen, there's people all over America. Almost everyone that worked in an office in the last 20 years knows how to use Excel, or at least the most basic. You had to, basically, if you worked in any kind of office or business, it was part of your life. This is something that everyone can do. All I hear is, what can I do? I'm one person. You can do this. You can find the evidence for yourself, and then you can share it in your own network of people. And like you're saying, this is happening in every state. And the other thing is this amount of money, these 501c3s, the lobbyists, all this. We the people should not tolerate billionaires and trillionaires funding anything that has to do with our elections and our votes, because all they're doing it for is for their own pocketbooks and hiding their own criminal behavior. And that's really where we have to go. People need to also look at who is funding these candidates. What have they done in the past? If you have an incumbent, you got to go look up everything that they voted for and see if it aligns with what you believe in, because there's a lot to be said for the last 2 years of PPP money. And if the incumbent in your state or locally voted for it, where did the money go? Because right now, Bobby, we're finding out that a lot of the PPP money that went locally, went to schools and stuff, went to provide CRT, to this critical race theory training, this Black Lives Matter training. That was supposed to be PPP money for the local community, or it went to what you're talking about, election integrity. And then you look at what they're really doing, and it's the opposite. Everything that these people do on that high rung, the Zuckerberg Chan, the Soros, the Gates money, all that, what they say they're doing sounds great, like election integrity. But it's the opposite.
I got to tell you, I think a lot of that money that was ripped off from us by these fictitious people was being used to purchase homes and build building complexes into areas where they were of strategic importance to steal the next elections. I think a lot of that, hundreds of billions of dollars at the margin, demanding to buy homes into specific areas with our money. I'll give you an example. I must have received about 40 or 50 texts in the past 6 to 9 months. People trying to buy our home right here.
All over.
And this is not by accident, folks. They're trying to buy homes in this country with our own taxpayer money so that then they can set the table for how to steal which cities, which county elections. And they need to be able to pack those homes with as many people that are illegals, that they register them probably illegally. The voter mules we've talked about, where they want the early voting, they can send in the mule for 31 days, have them get the mail-in ballot vote, and then move to a different state. And that's why they're trying to buy these houses in different states that are close by and stagger them so that they can get one person that votes 3 to 5 times. And this is how they're committing these crimes against us, because this is the warfare. This is the new warfare. It's not shooting us in a battlefield like 100 years ago, 50 years ago. They're shooting us economically and politically.
Right.
And they're trying to shoot these bullets at us to take away our right to our assets through the legislative process. And they want to take away our constitutional rights, like they're trying to do with this WHO nonsense next week. So we have to get this solved, and then we need to put much stronger safeguards in place. So look, I know we're going to have a great event on the 20th, and between the two panels, I'm going to speak in the middle. General Flynn's going to have remarks as well. We're going to be going for about 3 hours straight, just hammering out all of this information. It's going to be like a bit of a fire hose.
Yeah, but you know what? It's also going to be really fun, because the one thing about you and me and Ann and General Flynn and all the people, Liz Harris, is we love America. We're passionate about God and country and saving this country. And I think people get it. And you just brought up something that I talk about all the time. We are in a war, but it's a psychological war, a military CIA level mind control war. And another part of that is dehumanizing us to the point that we really do know our votes don't matter. They don't count. And we keep playing along with this BS, like two-party system, left, right, Democrat, Republican, all of this, when really they've proven to us they don't care what we think. And I'm talking about the people that actually control everything that we're talking about, that flow all the money in, the Arabellas, the Open Society, all these people. They really don't think we, the people's votes or voices, matter. And that we got to take that back ourselves. Nobody's going to take it back for us. And somebody like you, this is why I'm actually at Jekyll Island, where the Fed was put into birth, where the debt slavery started. And a big reason I want you to go to DC more than anything else. Exactly. That's where I am right now. I had to come see it.
Yeah. So anyways, and then you saw my shirt.
Oh, yeah. But listen, Bobby, this is why I support you. This is why I ask everyone to please come to Bobby's event. We're going to have all the info on the events page. We're going to have it up at the end of this. But the reason is, Bobby, what we have in D.C. are a bunch of people that became politicians to become politicians. What we need in D.C. are people like Bobby that are financial geniuses and know how to look at books and figure things out. Because you said something on my last show that got a lot of responses. And it was about, you want to open the books there to find out what the truth is about our debt, about all these numbers, about all this stuff that we're just supposed to accept by people that aren't economists, aren't in the financial world, don't know how to read any of this. And we need somebody there, which you will be, to say, listen, I'm going to look at the numbers and I'm going to assess the truth, because we are being lied to in this debt slavery model. And Bobby, I believe that that you're one of the only people that if you got to DC will actually do something about it.
Well, I could tell you right now that on Friday, and I am going to show through the data of Illinois, the state of Illinois, with census data, folks, how our state, and probably your state too, is defrauding the federal government, which is us. So there's this ripoff scheme between people in DC and state legislators that are ripping us off. The voter registration files are not only a method to steal a lot of money. It's not a coincidence, Mel, that the number of registrations shot up in 2020 across the country right before those COVID checks went out. Okay?
Right.
I don't think it's a coincidence. They need to create a bunch of aliases to get the money. What I'm very hopeful of is this organization called Space Force right here.
I know it.
Okay? And God-loving Americans in the NSA, they kept track of every check that was cashed. And maybe they knew the location of each of those checks that was cashed. Man, could you imagine if they had a RFID technology on those checks similar to U.S. passports?
Yeah.
If they did that, because then we would be able to see who cashed that money. And even though right now it looks like it's stolen, we go in for all of it.
Right.
So if you stole 50 grand, 100 grand, whatever you did, a bunch of fictitious people, take and you got millions behind you, rip, take it all back. Just clear the board from these criminals that have been doing this to us. But what I'm telling you is that the data, it's as clear as day in the data. Okay. And when everybody sees how they're running these scams, and you know, I use this example all the time. I was born in 1975. My debt, my share of the federal debt in this country was about $2,400. And my son just turned a year, yesterday, actually. So my son, when he was born a year ago, his debt was over basically 45 times greater than mine. 45 times. It was over $110,000 of debt. And I sit there and I think about that. How in the world he just showed up onto this planet called Earth? Why the hell does he have $100,000 of debt? And it's nonsense, because, Mel, I've been paying taxes, a lot of taxes my whole life, and working and doing all the right things, right? I don't spend extravagantly or anything. And meanwhile, they're trying to tell me that the debt of this country went up 45-fold in 45 years. Think about that. How did the debt per American go up 45-fold in 45 years? One fold per year I've been alive. I don't buy it. And I think that's why I think we need to go in, pull the numbers apart.
That's why you need to win, because you can actually understand it. And this is your gift. You understand this stuff that nobody else understands, really. I mean, it's probably 10 people actually understand it. But you are able to break it down on your Telegram page and wherever you do it in a way that even if you have a sixth grade education, you can understand the facts. And I believe that most people in DC don't even know they don't care. They never even looked at it. I know that you are going to do that. That's why I'm such a supporter of all the people running. I feel like it's most important to have Bobby Payton in DC, because you're going to look at these books, you're going to look at the numbers, and I think you're going to realize that this debt that they keep this debt slavery model, this debt they keep talking about, is fraud. It's fraud.
And I'm going to push for a debt jubilee and say, oh, you can't prove that you paid taxes on that money that you said you earned by working for us, so to speak, you know, like government contractors,
right,
and everything. We're taking you to zero. And that's just the way it is. You can't prove it. You know, like it's a big scam. And my point is that all those records exist. That's the beauty of it, Mel. The NSA has been keeping track of every single digital record since this country went digital. And so the NSA, in the hands of honest Americans, can clean this up in a jiffy and then just literally take back all our stolen money, because right. that's what would happen. It'd be like you take back all the money that was stolen, and then whatever that money looks like, all the fictitious debt goes written down to zero. And then all the money that was come back that was stolen, we just pay off our debt. And then we actually
rebuild America.
we would have an economy where, first of all, I don't think we should be paying any income taxes. I don't know if either. I said that on last show.
Yeah.
Did you know we have more oil on U.S. federally owned land that we, the people of the United States, own than Saudi Arabia? Almost 300 billion barrels of oil. And we have hundreds of years worth of coal on U.S. soil. That's why they've been trying to shut down all this stuff, is because they want to steal the money for themselves.
Right.
And we have 60 million worth of money on federal lands that are ours. If we just got a 3% return on it, which, you know, nobody would want their money with an advisor over time if they didn't generate at least 3%, that would be $1.8 trillion, which is the size of the federal budget in the year 2000. So we could take income tax to zero. Can you imagine what this country looked like with no income tax?
Yeah,
and
I can.
All we did is blockchain our assets. Every American that's truly an American is born into this, into the U.S. They get a piece of our federal assets because their ancestors died in wars to defend our freedom. Their ancestors paid all the tax to build all the roads. And guess what? That's your little stipend. You know, you were born into this world. All these people fought. You get your cut. And by the way, you're not paying anything on income taxes. And I got another radical thing for you, Mel.
Sure.
On capital gains, I think capital gains tax for anybody who made the money that's alive should be zero. But if you're legacy wealth, you should pay capital gains that are already in place.
Right.
Why should you? You didn't do anything to earn the money. You should at least pay cap gains on it if right. you sell stuff. People that earn the money, save it, invest, they shouldn't pay anything in cap gains at yeah. all.
Yeah, you know what? I've gotten a bunch of information, people sending me stuff about a lot of people, small businesses especially, but commercial real estate renters and that, they're getting hit with, people want their money back from the 2.5 years that they were closed down and didn't have to pay rent and didn't have to do all this because of the rent moratorium. Well, now these people are coming back and asking for 2 years worth of rent, 2 years worth of this, 2 years worth of that, while the federal government that locked us down sent money only to, in my opinion, from what I'm seeing, the real small businesses that needed help and the small restaurants didn't get the money. It was really the big people. But now they're going back. They're also taxing all the unemployment. They're taxing the PPP checks. I mean, I don't think people were aware. I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about the masses weren't aware that they were coming back for this money. Mm-hmm. All that money that they gave out wasn't free, and it wasn't a stimulus because people are paying taxes on it now. So it's like it was like an IOU to the government.
Yeah. Well, I think that what they're trying to do is they're trying to create a guaranteed income model. And right. this was the way they were trying to back into it.
Right.
And so this is once again, this goes to show you, we need people to go to DC that are going to shrink the size of the government. That's the most important thing. We need to just restore the rights of the American people by shrinking the size of the government. That's the only long-term solution to this mess.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those agencies and committees and all this stuff, they I have to tell you, they're unconstitutional, first and foremost. And second of all, that most of them are like money laundering operations. The worst of the worst is this USAID. I've done full shows on USAID. It is not what it seems. It is aiding nobody in the U.S. nobody in the U.S. or anywhere else. It is buying off the rest of the world. And we're watching it in real time. We also talked last time about the financial gains of the military industrial complex, sending all this money, which it's just going to go to contractors. I can't believe that half this country is cheering on this $50 billion to go to Ukraine. It's just going to go to the contractors like they did in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Well, I can tell you, right now we have 3,140 counties in this country, And each county was just ripped off of $13 million for that $40 billion check.
It's unbelievable.
So each county, $13 million on average per county went to that. And $40 billion, just so you know, if there's $8,000 for every 125 million people working in this country, they took the equivalent of 25 goes into $8,040. They took an average of $320 away from every single worker in this country that works full time. $320. So $1 a day. That's what they just took away from us for something that we want nothing to do with.
Right. And they act like it's them. It's not, none of this is them. This is all our money, our money. It's, I think you're totally right. You just brought up the WHO, but I don't know if you saw yesterday, because we talked about this too. All three credit agencies officially switched over to the ESG, adding it to our personal credit scores. So people don't even realize this is all connected to the same thing. And like you're saying, that universal basic income, because now they're trying to do that, that's all part of the ESG, the central bank digital currency. They're slowly but surely financially taking us to where they want us to go, which is total track and trace surveillance, no financial or health freedom. And it's like, we really need people like you to go into DC and say, full stop, this is not happening. This is America.
Well, we got to, like you said, we have to all keep fighting and doing our part. I know that we as a nation turned away from God, and I know getting back to God is an important step, but also just returning to citizenship is so critical. Like, you know, if you don't tithe to a any sort of religious institution, tithe your time to our republic and be an active citizen. There is no excuse not to be doing something for someone that you think is trying to make your life better and your freedom secure on every type of race, state, local, federal races. There is plenty of work to be done, and tithe your time as a donation. I think that's the way that we're going to win this battle.
Yeah. Well, so the other side is unlimited money and they're not even in the government. They're billionaires and lobbyists that are manipulating it. And the other side gets most of their money that way. We get it by individuals. And what you just said about citizenship is so important, because, I had on Victor Avila, who's a real hero. He was an ICE, but he was a big border patrol, all kinds of stuff. He's an amazing guy. You know, he's telling me a lot of these illegals that are coming in have no interest in being American citizens. They have no interest in, like 10 years ago, I was at a couple, even less than 10 years ago, people becoming citizens after coming in the right way. And it's so exciting and they're so excited. But the people that are coming in under the Biden administration not only do not want to acclimate into America and become American and become American citizens, they actually don't want that. And then that's an even bigger problem. And citizenship needs to matter.
Then I would argue that if that's happening, then they're paid mercenaries.
They are.
They have to be, because they're here for a job. They're gonna kill a lot of people possibly, and then go back to their country of origin or be killed themselves.
Right.
So we do have a serious problem. And I do think President Trump, by building the wall, stopped a lot of it, especially with MS-13,
right,
where all those gangs were coming in. And I think that they were trying to set this country up to kill anybody who was speaking up against all this tyranny.
Yeah.
We can't let up. We got to keep fighting and make sure more people are awake every day and get band together to be involved in our citizenship, that we know what the heck is going on in each community, you know?
Yeah. But we should be proud. Everyone should be proud to be a citizen. You're so blessed by God to be born in America. You should be so proud to be a citizen. If you got citizenship legally, that's like a badge of honor to people like that. That's who's most upset about what's going on, are people who went through the right way, became citizens of America because they love America. And they're looking at it like, how can people? So really what we need to do is look at everyone. I would like to throw out 98% of the current politicians and replace them with blue collar workers and teachers and people like you and people, you know, that have nothing to do with politics, because we really need a clean slate and go back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Bible being the law of this land. And Bobby Payton's going to do that. And please, everyone, if you are in the area, we're having a big event, and I'm going to be there. Ann Vandersteel, the America's General, General Flynn is coming. That says a lot about Bobby. We got Jovan Pulitzer, awesome. Many other people are coming. And I really want everyone to show up and support Bobby Payton. And you don't have to just be in Illinois. I'm telling you, we need a fighter for our economics that gets the financial picture and the fraud that can reverse it in D.C. because most of them are in on it. And Bobby also isn't running to be a politician for life. He wants to go in there and change stuff. So, Bobby, again, tell them where they can find you. And just one more thing about the event, just to break it down. And then we'll all see you Friday.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Just bobbypayton.com for the event. It's right by the suburbs of O'Hare, which is, you know, right, not in Chicago. It's in the safer area, Park Ridge, Niles area on Friday. And, you know, please come if you live in the area, you live in Illinois, or you just want to see a bunch of patriots go through all the stuff that we've been living through and get some closure maybe. Mm-hmm. And if you can't go, consider supporting my campaign at Bobby Payton, and I'm sponsoring some people that can't afford the ticket price. It's not that, I don't think it's that much because we have to cover expenses. I kind of priced it at break even, but even break even is too expensive right now. Break even is about $150 a ticket. But it, once again, and that's the cover. You're getting a meal, you know, there's security issues. There's all this other stuff that goes with running one of these things. But even if you have hardship and you would really like to go and you're a patriot, email us at info@bobbypayton.com. And we'll see if we can get you a ticket to attend.
Yeah. And another thing about this event and all of the events that Bobby and I go to is there's so many people who've been so isolated and marginalized and told that they were the minority and that they're wrong and America's bad. And we're systematically racist. We're, you know, this horrible country. But when you go to an event like the ones that we go to and Bobby's putting this one on and General Flynn goes to and these are events where it's people that love our country, but also love their fellow man. It is a really fun time. It is very refreshing. And if you felt marginalized and isolated over the last 2.5 years, but know in your heart, you're right, and you believe in saving America. It's a great way to re-energize yourself and to find other ways to get involved, because Bobby's going to bring a lot of stuff to the table that will empower you to do your part and fight on the front lines, as I know so many people out there want to and don't know where to start. And this is going to be a good starting point for anyone that can come. Bobby's going to stream it, and then we're going to put it on all of our sites, including Rumble, after the event. And I really encourage everyone to come out and please support Bobby Payton. I cannot tell you how much I believe we need him in D.C. And it's my pleasure, my honor to go up there to Chicago this weekend and support him. Thank you so much, Bobby. You are.
Thank you so much, Mel.
I'm telling you, I've met a lot of people along the way. Not only are you the smartest person I've ever talked to about the debt and the finances in this country and in the election fraud, but you love this country. You love your family. You love God. And you just want this country to be back on track and from the heart. And I really appreciate it. And everything you're doing is amazing. And thank you for inviting me. And thank you for
being here. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
We're going to have some fun.
You got it. Absolutely.
See you there.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K. Superfoods. It is an American company, made in America, grown in America, packaged in America, and that makes me really happy because I always talk about defund the cabal, refund the kingdom. What better way to do that than to start getting your superfoods from MelKSuperfoods.com, and when you go there, you know that you're getting the best quality, no fillers, totally organic. You're never going to be without healthy fruits and vegetables right at a moment's notice. We don't know what's going to happen with the supply chain. We don't know what's happening with food prices, with what's going on in the market. So I always know if I can't find what I'm looking for, I always have my daily amount of fruits and vegetables that will keep me healthy and thriving right in my cupboard. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
If the last 18 months have taught us anything, it's that you have to take control of your own health. You can't rely on the government or Big Pharma. That's where Z-Stack comes in. Z-Stack is a specially formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. Go to MelkDrZ.com and order today. That's MelkDrZ.com.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.